The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Over the river and through the woods, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diana Hong. And now, fully in holiday mode, here's Nate.
Well, ho, ho, ho to you, motherfuckers.
Who are you calling a ho?
Yeah. Oh, hi. It's Becca Costello. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back, and thank you for sitting in these past couple of weeks.
It's delightful to be here. I've missed it.
Yeah, I've missed having you around. It's great to have you pop in. I was very pleasantly surprised when you're like, I can fill in.
I could. I'm here.
I was glad to see you. I haven't seen you in so long. I almost forgot what you look like.
Oh, well, now everyone's memory is refreshed, but not you listeners.
That's true. We don't have fresh pics. Sorry. But check the Facebook page for updates about what's going on. And as always, go ahead and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It helps support the show. It doesn't cost anything extra, and it's great. We love you for it. Donkashane. At the very least, compare a price. Before you go out and spend money on something, check Amazon for the prices. And if you can save money, great. And if you can't, go ahead and buy it somewhere else. I don't care. I'm all about you having a good experience. And if you're somebody who's like, I don't want to shop Amazon. I never want to shop Amazon. I hate Amazon. Okay. That's cool, too. The show's still free. Two free shows every week except for Thanksgiving week because of illness and travel and nonsense and stuff like that. But coming up soon, we're going to have the annual Christmas show. There's actually going to be a show on Christmas. It's going to be on Christmas Day it drops.
Ooh.
In fact, I'm going to make sure it drops Christmas Eve. So, everybody, it's a Christmas music show, just like I've done for the past couple of years. Going to get input from everybody, their favorite holiday songs, and put them all together for a lovely show. But there will be shows through the holidays. As you're hearing this, I am probably en route from Vermont back to California, as I'm flying back today. And then I get the weekend to chillax with my fresh new fiancé. Before she has to go off to New York on business. So
aww.
She travels a lot. So it's our time together can be limited. And especially where I'm traveling, it gets very tight. So, and of course, we've got, as Becca, you found out, we've got two cats and three dogs in one house. That can be a lot when you're by yourself.
That really is a lot. I have three cats and I think that's too much. So you have like exponentially more than that.
Yeah. And
so you're saying Ted's saving you from being a crazy old cat lady.
Well, I'm trying to think. One of the cats was his. One of them was mine. And then we acquired another one. So
right.
We had equal chances of becoming crazy cat people. It's gotten worse since we've joined forces.
Yeah. I mean, you always add up. I mean, Leslie has three tiny dogs. And I had the two cats, and the crazy old dog gets along with the cats okay, and that the cats mostly ignore the dogs at this point. But the other two dogs are a little afraid of the cats because first, when I first moved in here, the dogs barked and ran at the cats and the cats were afraid. Then the cats realized the dogs were really just noisemakers and posed no threat at all. So then they decided, aha, I'm not going to run when they chase at me. And in fact, when they come in, I'm going to stand up as tall as I can and run at them. And since they're tiny dogs, now they're afraid of the cats. So we're working on it. It's been a couple of months and everything will be fine. Everything will be fine and dandy. Let's see what we got coming up on the show today. We're going to find out what's big in Japan. I'm very sorry that Diana Hong had to leave. Apparently she's like the neighborhood cat and that she has to be at the door by a certain time or no one will let her in for the evening.
And it's very cold outside, so.
It's true. Also, we've got some big news from Ice-T and the Dancing with the Stars winner. So all that going on. Now, at this point, we are well into Hanukkah, and I know you celebrate Hanukkah with Ted. Your birthday is very close to Christmas, if I remember correctly.
Yes, not as close as Ted's, though. Ted's is the day after Christmas, and mine is New Year's Eve.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Ted, because he's Jewish and it's Hanukkah, it's like a week or so after Hanukkah normally.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's not the same.
But now that we're together, we have to do We get to do Hanukkah and Christmas and right. My birthday and his birthday. Yeah, it's a big month.
Yeah, lots and lots of celebration. And let's see, is it going to be like a milestone birthday or like a round number
for
birthday?
Us, no, I am going to turn 41 and he's going to turn 42. So. You know.
Oh, just regular old birthdays.
Regular old birthdays. Yeah.
It's the end of a 7-year cycle.
Mm.
Ooh.
For both of you. Well, for him and then.
For him and then mine will be kind of starting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. That's got to be significant.
What does a 7-year cycle entail?
I forget how all of them work, but I think it's like it takes your body like 7 years to go through like its skin, like. All of your skin.
Oh, okay.
But in certain religions or spiritual, the end of a 7-year cycle is like a 7-year growth cycle.
Okay.
So, and right now I can't remember how they all work off the top of my head. But like, okay, so you know, like the thing where all these famous celebrities die at 27?
Yes.
That's one of the things that's a 7-year cycle. It's like kind of like that. That would be the end of a 7-year cycle going into, and I can't remember what that 28th one is, but that's one of the reasons some people say that those people die at 27 is because it's the end of that cycle and they're not prepared to go into that next cycle.
Really? It's not the super duper heavy drug use?
It's
because that's normally what gets them.
It's all related, though.
Yeah, like, but it's all related.
They're doing all of that.
They're doing all of that, but.
Explain Keith Richards.
He was ready, man,
Keith
for the
was
next
ready
cycle.
For the next cycle.
That's right, because he was coated with heroin.
Yeah, but that's one of the things, and it says it's like all of it is a 7-year.
Hmm.
I'm gonna go home and Google this and analyze my life now.
Yeah. I can get the information for you and email it to you. But
nice.
It's I have it somewhere. I just can't remember where.
Yeah, I had not heard of the 7-year. I might have heard of it at one point, but I just in one ear out the other. I got other stuff to worry about.
Yeah, and actually, after you read it, you'll be like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah, no, I bet I'm already like. Part of me is like, "Huh? What now?" Yeah. This sounds interesting.
Yeah, I'm right in the middle of one, so whatever that means, I have no idea.
But yeah, that's one of the things that happens, and I can't remember. And like, once you read what happens from 27 to 28, from that cycle to that cycle, then you'll. Like, okay, it sounded crazy when he said it, but fuck, it doesn't sound as crazy now.
Whatever works out, man. I'm not going to judge because I don't know. And I'm on a plane, so what are you going to do? I just hope to be back in one piece. That's that's my thing. I hate, you know, I used to get excited for air travel because I did not fly. And my first flight was when I was 30.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, my mom passed away without ever setting foot on a plane. My dad is 71, and he has never been on a plane, and I guarantee he will never get on a plane. So, yeah, I did not get on a plane until I was 30, and it was to go to Memphis for a job interview. And my first flight was a turboprop from Burlington, Vermont to Boston. And those things are terrible.
Is it just like a tiny little...
Yeah, like one seat on one side of the aisle, two seats on the other.
Oh my goodness.
And then to Boston, to Logan Airport. And I've never flown before. And I have to figure out, how the fuck do I do this? So I managed to figure it out, and I get on the plane, and I go into Memphis. Well, here's the one thing that you don't know about Memphis. Because the city is on a bluff, the wind comes in from the west, so there's an updraft. At the airport, I've landed in Memphis twice in my life, and both times it was one of the roughest landings I have ever had.
Oh wow!
And like, you know, the flight attendants were like, "Oh yeah, Memphis is always like this because of blah blah blah." Denver's another place that's really rough to land in. So it was just one of those things. It's very unsettling too, when you do it and you're not that familiar with it. But either way, it's I'm going through Washington, D.C. So long ass flight from Sacramento to Dulles and then a short hop up to Vermont on the way back, coming back through O'Hare. So who knows what the weather is going to be? What is the weather going to be? Who knows? We'll find out.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, look at you, though, like all the way out here in California.
Yeah,
it seems like you don't come from traveling stock.
No. No, but growing up, I never felt like I was where I should be. I never felt that way. I didn't feel like I fit in. I didn't feel like I belonged. It didn't feel right.
Yeah, that's how I was. I left at 18. That was the first time I got on a plane, and I went straight to sleep.
Well, yeah, I didn't, because I was so excited to see outside and see everything, because I'm like, this is a vantage point I've never had.
Well, I was on my way to basic training, and I didn't know what sleep was going to be like after that.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, wow.
I still like the window seat. I still like looking out and seeing what's going on and doing that. I know a lot of people prefer the aisle seat.
Yeah. Oh, no, window all the way.
Yeah.
I like the window seat, but I'm asleep. Like, I am asleep while we're taxiing on the runway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out.
Coming back from Vegas, I was just exhausted because I had been, of course, I was sick. We canceled the podcast recordings before I left. And, 4 days in Vegas and there's smoking everywhere. And I was fighting the cold. Got on the plane and we got up to altitude. And I remember the flight attendant coming through. She came through with bottles of water and then she came through with cups of ice. And that was the last thing I remember until it was like, I woke up and I'm like, we're almost to Long Beach. It was Vegas to Long Beach. It was a short hop. But I felt so much better just from that like 35 minutes of sleep. Cause I was just like, ugh, I'm ready to get out of here. And I didn't drink that much in Vegas because I was sick. There was never any, I was never drunk in Vegas. I never had more than a beer or two, just out and drinking. So it was good times, but we did go to Gordon Ramsay's. I forget what it's called. He's got a British pub. I forget what it's called. It's in Caesar's Palace downstairs.
Do people yell at you?
No. Nobody yells. Here's the thing about Gordon Ramsay. He hires people who know what they're doing. So there's nobody who has to yell at anybody because they know what they're doing. He only yells at people who don't know what they're doing.
Ah, I get it.
Just like everybody else, you don't get yelled at if you know what you're doing and you're doing what you're supposed to. So
it was a fun restaurant.
Yeah. I mean, we went in for a happy hour and they had Leslie's favorite beer on tap, which is never on tap in Sacramento. It's a Scottish beer called Innocent Gun.
Oh, wow.
Which is a barrel aged beer that she really loves. And they had that on tap. So that was kind of cool. But anyway, that's it. Getting ready for Christmas. So exciting. Do you do a Christmas tree?
Oh, yeah. I have my grandmother's Christmas tree, like a fake one from the 50s. And yeah, I put it up every single year. And I've cleaned the spot in my living room where it's going to go, but then it needs to go.
Is it silver or green?
It's green, but like really fake, you know?
Yeah. Kareem, do you do a tree?
No.
Oh, okay. I hadn't when I had my old apartment because it was really small. There was no place for a tree. You were there, Becca. You know, there was no place for a tree there. We are going to do a tree here. And by this point, the tree is already up. But as we're recording this, we're going to get the tree tomorrow. So we're going to get it and put it up and a real tree, too. I'm not a big fan of the fake trees.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't want to store the tree. I don't want to have a tree in a box all year. Get that shit out of here. Second of all, I love the smell of a real tree.
I love the smell of a real tree, too, but I can't handle cutting them down.
Well, see, that's the beauty.
Having them pre-cut. I can't handle having killed one. And I used to buy like the living ones every year. But it's like I live in Carmichael and I have a patio. Where am I going to plant a pine tree every year? I've got one pine tree out there in a tub. And yeah, so I had to go fake.
That's fine. Everybody has what they like, does what they want.
Field roast and fake trees.
Well, here's the thing. You killed all the stuff in your field roast.
I know, I did.
So
I did. But the tree, like, it actually decays in your living room, you know? Like, you put the stump in water, and then you just, like, watch it dry up, and then you just kick it to the curb. It's too sad.
Okay. I'm not going to look at it that way.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. It's a really sad way to live sometimes, the way that I look at things.
I know, right? Do you ever just want to go, you know what, fuck it.
Yeah, you know, the other day, like, I ordered this drink at Starbucks, and it was like fake milk, right? It was like soy milk. It was decaf. And then the shot of flavor in it was sugar free. And I was like, there's nothing in this that's even real anymore, you know, because I don't eat sugar. I don't do caffeine. Right. I don't do dairy. And I don't know. I was just like marveling. I mean, the drink was delicious. I was glad I ordered it. But I was just sort of looking at my life. Like, my life sometimes feels like it's just all substitutions.
It's very meta when you start to think about it. It's like, what am I doing? Is anything real anymore?
I know. I'm going to drink my fake eggnog in front of my fake tree.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Man, when's the last time I had a tree? I don't even know. Yeah. I haven't had a tree as an adult, like on my own. I haven't.
Wow.
I'm trying to think. And my girlfriend, she hasn't pressed the issue. I don't think she really wants a tree.
Oh,
well, I mean, like, I would, like, if she wanted, like, I'm like, if you want a tree, that's up to you.
But don't you guys, like, host kids at your house and stuff? Don't kids want trees?
Well, we did Christmas Eve at our house last year because we were of the group of people that we do it with. We were the last people left with a house.
Ah.
But we didn't do a Christmas tree last year either. We live in a house, but the house really isn't that big.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know where we would put a tree. And then I don't know how my dog would do with a tree.
Ah.
Well, we're going to find out how the dogs here do with a tree.
And cats.
Yeah, that's true. I've had a tree, but it was my previous cats. And they were actually fine with it. They didn't bother it at all. Like, every now and then you'd find one of the lower hanging balls they had batted and it fell down, but it wasn't a big thing. So we'll see.
I just don't put anything on the whole bottom row of branches. Like, that just stays naked, and then the ornaments go up higher.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is here, moving into the new place, when we're not home, the cats have a room that we put them in, and they stay there. They stay there for a couple of reasons. One, there's a dog door here. We don't want them going outside. And the second thing is the dogs are coming in and out. And so that way we know where the cats are. The dogs can come in and out. They're not worried about it. We don't have to worry about them fighting with each other. So the cats aren't really going to be around the tree unless we're here. So it's not really that big a deal. And the dogs, I'm not too worried about, you know, I'm not really that worried about them jumping and getting in the tree. So it'll all work itself out as it always does. All right. So do you know the concept of cool moms?
I mean, I was about to say I have a really cool mom, but now I'm afraid to find out what cool moms actually are because I don't want to implicate my mom.
You know, like, a cool mom is the one who lets kids do a little bit extra of whatever.
Wait, what are we talking about? Drugs? What are we talking about?
It can be anything.
Is it like the mom who's like wants to be your friend?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the cool mom.
I think I've seen. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this Texas mother is now charged with hosting a marijuana and beer party.
For her children?
For a group of middle school students.
Oh, she's so cool, though.
And she told police that she thought for a minute it was a bad idea to give them alcohol and drugs, but she did it anyway. She's 32, and she's facing a felony and a misdemeanor charge in connection with a weekend house party that she hosted for students, 10 of them, aged 12 to 14.
Oh.
That's a little young for alcohol and drugs. As alleged in a probable cause affidavit, Wells provided the children with cans of Coors Light beer.
Again,
that doesn't really count as Coors Light. And pot, which she packed into a glass Hello Kitty pipe.
Seriously.
The underage partygoers are friends with one of her children. Police learned of the party from a woman who allowed her 13-year-old daughter to spend the night at the residence, which is about 25 miles northwest of Fort Worth, Texas. Teen told cops that Wells first gave the juveniles beer and then asked if they wanted to smoke marijuana. Two other middle school students told investigators that they drank beer and got high smoking pot provided by Wells. During the subsequent search of the home, which is really a trailer, it's a home. It's just a very long, thin home. Police seized assorted drug paraphernalia. In an interview with the cops, Wells reportedly confessed to providing minors with pot and beer, said she kept them under control, and noted that she advised the children that did get high, but not the children did get high, but did not require any special attention. I don't know what that would mean. While acknowledging that she thought for a minute it was a bad idea, she did it anyway. And she copped to allowing her 14-year-old daughter to smoke marijuana, saying that it helps her with her depression.
Fair enough.
I don't know. Kareem, does it help with depression? Your people love marijuana. just kidding. I'm just fucking
I don't
know.
Do you, I didn't even know.
You making Kool-Aid?
I'm not making Kool-Aid. Another thing I haven't had since I've been an adult.
Yeah, no.
Anyway. she's self-medicating her child with pot because the medication her daughter has been prescribed, and this is a quote, does not work. When asked to name the person who sold her the pot, she clammed up, prompting the cops to conclude that she was more concerned with protecting the identity of her marijuana supplier than the welfare of her children that had been left in her care. According to police, Will's children were removed from her home as cops searched the residence. The minors remained in custody of the state's Child Protective Services, she being held in the county jail in lieu of $20,000 bond. So, yeah, if you get busted for giving your kids weed, give up the dealer. Give up the dealer or you give up your kids, dumbass.
Or don't tell them that, don't tell the dealer, don't tell them that the dealer knew you was selling, that you were going to give it to the kids.
Right.
Yeah.
So last show we talked about the guy in Australia who's afraid of spiders.
Right.
Well, Here's another Australian. According to Perth Now, Australian police say a man in the middle of nowhere, town of Derby, in Western Australia, broke into another man's car in order to steal a Hungry Jack's. That's what Burger King's called in Australia, because Australian reasons. He wanted to steal the Whopper that the owner had apparently arranged for a friend to bring him multiple Whoppers from Darwin, which is over 1,000 miles away, in the days prior to the theft. 1,000-mile quest to have a several-day-old Whopper. The extremely committed Whopper owner actually managed to confront the Hamburglar in the act, whereupon the notorious criminal stripped off his clothes and walked away.
Wow.
So that's one way to get out of it. Somebody confronts you for stealing stuff, you just get naked and walk away.
Right.
And hope that they're shocked enough, I guess. Anyway, the cops grabbed him and arrested him, charged him with stealing and disorderly conduct.
I'm trying to imagine any circumstance in which a Whopper would taste good
after several days. It doesn't taste good after several minutes.
No, like you couldn't reheat it in any sense.
No. Yeah. No. Any sort of fast food burger, you have about, I'm going to give you at the outside an hour. That's at the outside.
And even then your bun's getting kind of weird.
Yeah.
Your lettuce is wilting.
Yeah, I mean, even if you go without all that stuff, it's only good. Yeah, you really want the half hour is about your normal window, not several days and 1,000 miles. But what are you going to do? Also, in Australia, there was a viral story, and I'm very disappointed, about a gentleman whose name was Fuck That Bitch, who was upset that Facebook kept banning him. Turns out the story was a hoax.
Aww.
Very disappointing. Man behind last week's viral story about the Facebook repeatedly deleting his account because of his legal name. It was an internet joke gone wild. Despite what Fuck That Bitch told the world on Friday, Joe Carr released his newfound Facebook profile to reveal the truth about the viral hoax and his real name. But wait, you're thinking, didn't he provide an Australian passport as evidence? Sure, because a photo of a passport with Australia and the name Bitch, comma, Fuck That on it are immediately viable sources of validity. Needless to say, Carr used his latest post to eviscerate the media and thank everyone who intentionally and inadvertently helped advance his simple prank. Do you remember the boy who cried wolf? Imagine that boy grew into a mischievous man in the 21st century with technology at his fingertips. I've never believed it necessary for it to be mandatory to have your entire name be published on social media. People should be free to use any name they desire. Facebook needs to understand that it's utterly impossible to legitimize a place where there will always be pranksters and tricksters. What started out as a joke between friends became a prank that made a fool out of the media and brought out the best in the world of people who reached out to me. It didn't bring out the anger and darkness that we often see on the internet, but it brought a bit of levity and humanity that we need most. Out of the ordeal, I've concluded not to trust the credibility of the media. It's twisted by hungry journalists who mask the truth, or usually it's lazy that just go, oh, look at that, and pass it through. I love people who think there's this big conspiracy. But you work in the print media.
Oh, yeah. Some of the letters we get where people are like, well, I guess the Democratic Party is really paying you guys a lot of money to run the stories that you do. It's like, oh, yeah, we're all rolling in dough over at the Alternative Weekly.
Yeah. So it's not that at all. It's people who are just trying to get their job done quickly and with little effort who take shortcuts. It's very rarely a huge plot. Fox News notwithstanding, it's very rarely a huge plot to mislead and misinform you. It's usually like, look what I seen on the internet. Get it on TV. People love internet stuff. So that's what happened. Speaking of TV, Dancing with the Stars winner, Bindi Irwin.
Bindi like Beckham. Oh, no, not that Bindi.
No, not that Bindi. Bindi, Crocodile Hunter's daughter, 17-year-old, had got all of the stuff taken care of, so she actually got the money. Here's the cool thing, and I'm not going to play the clip because we're running late on time. Basically, all the money that she makes is going into a wildlife preserve fund that was set up by her and her parents back in like 2002.
Aww.
So there's something that will make you feel good. And she also cleared the air over the mysterious fart noise that happened during the competition. She says it was just the microphone rubbing on something. She didn't fart.
It's okay if she farted.
She did not fart, though, Kareem.
It's okay.
It is okay, but she didn't do it.
Bindi, you're from the Outback. You shouldn't be sensitive to that. You should be able to just, you should be walking and farting at the same time.
Kareem, it's okay to be gay, but if you're not, it's okay to deny being gay. Same thing. Some good news and mazel tov to Ice-T and Coco. They have a new baby, Chanel, born in New Jersey. According to Ice and Coco's post, she weighed 5.7 pounds. 18 inches long, Coco was 37 weeks into her pregnancy. Chanel was a natural birth and took Coco just 3 pushes.
What? Wow.
That's according to TMZ. Of course, Coco did pregnancy right, taking Chanel to rock concerts and posing for sexy pics.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did. Because dad ass still looked just the same. Am I right, Kareem?
I think so.
Here's the fun part. How old is Ice-T?
Probably.
He's
close to 50, if not 50.
Oh, he's over 50.
Yeah.
I'm going to look this up right now. I know he's got 1958 was when he was born. So let's do the math on that. That would make him. Yeah, he's close to 60, dude.
Yeah.
He's 50. He's like 57, 58 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, he will be 58 in February.
Yeah, but when your woman wants a baby.
It's true. And he
they have a baby.
I believe he has grandkids, too.
Yeah, he has a daughter that's older. He had a daughter when he was like 18.
Yeah, and he also has a son who's in his 20s.
And he has a son in his 20s, yeah.
So, good.
That's why he joined the Army, because he got his girlfriend pregnant when he was in high school. And then he joined the Army. He was like a paratrooper.
And now he's a fresh new dad to go along with being a granddad.
Exactly.
So congratulations to Ice and Coco. Let's see what we got here. Hold on, computer. Computer, back up. It doesn't work. I want it to work like Star Trek. Be like, computer, stop. Computer, stop. Stop it. Don't do that. I have to play the open before we do anything, computer. Come on. You know this. Play this. It's important for the continuity of the show. For God's sake, computer, it's time for Florida Corner.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
I'm just going to let the pretty anchor lady tell you what happened.
I could say the force was with this alleged robber. Police force, that is. JSO says Jacob Mercer dressed up as Darth Vader and attempted to rob the 8 Till Late store last night. But the store clerk didn't need a lightsaber to defeat him. Just a wine bottle, apparently. The clerk told us he threw it at the Vader, and the robber ran out of the store.
He ran to his car and sped off driving recklessly, blew a stop sign, and took a right onto First Street, and I lost him from there.
Well, the clerk, thankfully, was not hurt, and JSO later arrested Mercer for attempted robbery.
That's right. Darth Vader robbed a convenience store.
Threw a wine bottle at the Vader.
At the Vader.
Love it.
I love how they went in for the full-on commitment to the Star Wars theme in their writing. All right. We've mentioned Japan on the show before and how weird it is, but this might be great news, depending on who you are. Japanese McDonald's are going to be offering 48-piece McNugget meals.
Whoa.
48 pieces of McNuggets. That's like a whole family and a half.
Whoa. What's the biggest McNugget you can get here?
20.
Oh.
20 is the biggest piece, the biggest one you can get here. They started as 6. 6 is a reasonable number of McNuggets. Then they went to 8, and then they went to 10. So you can, like, I think you can get 6, 10, and 20 here. 48.
I feel like in Japan, 48 might be like, hey, everybody, bring your friends and have a McNugget party. Whereas if they were, you know, if they were selling that in America, it would be like, how many McNuggets can you eat in one sitting, one person?
Listen, Kobayashi puts away plenty of food. He's Japanese, so you don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying there are no Japanese people who could eat that many McNuggets, just that the marketing strategy might not be as a gluttonous dare the way that it would be in the U.S.
I have brought great shame upon myself.
Yeah. There's some white guy waiting to eat that McNugget.
The usual Japanese size is 5 or 15 pieces. The 48 pieces comes from a play on the name of a Japanese pop group, NGT48. The group was announced. Certain members of the media began referring to them as Nugget 48. The buckets feature one of two sets of images of the pop group, and each order also contains one of 25 limited edition commemorative cards featuring individual photos of the singers. At approximately $16 and 2,000 calories per bucket, I'm shocked it's that little.
Me too.
Right? Japanese fans of the group would have to consume at least 12,000 or 1,200 nuggets to collect all 25 cards.
Oh.
That's a lot of nuggets to have.
How could it only be 2,000?
I don't know how that's only 2,000. I would think it was at least 4.
Me too. I mean, isn't like one Big Mac practically 2,000?
No, I think a Big Mac's like 800-900 calories, something like that.
I have it in my mind. That yeah,
you're thinking like a Big Mac value meal with a Coke. Yeah, yeah. Then you're talking close to 2,000 calories, like the large fry and the super size Coke and all that stuff. But yeah, Japan going big. Nugget 48. Fantastic. Hold on here. We got to, I got to find something here for you so we can wrap this show up. Everybody, I want to thank you if you've been shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. November. I haven't seen the final numbers for November, but they were shaping up to be relatively decent. And of course, the holiday shopping season, whether it be Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, you know, birthdays for people who are late in the year, or just a New Year's gift for yourself. Start the new year off right. Maybe you want a diet book, maybe some exercise gear. Who knows what you want, but they've got it at Amazon, and you can get it, and you can get it gift wrapped too. But if you're going to shop Amazon, please click the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com, because it helps support the show, and it does not cost you anything extra at all. At all. Not talking about the islands either. All right, let's wrap this puppy up and do this.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
Becca, just for you, another speak out.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Recently, a cartoon depicted a minority in the ghetto setting in the Cardinal Points. Kareem, I sent you that cartoon.
Oh yeah.
It's caused an unreasonable furor because the character was black. If that same cartoon character had been white, we wouldn't have heard a single word about it. Well, that's true, but you wouldn't have done that with a white guy.
Exactly.
Maybe a Puerto Rican with a little pencil mustache. From him. We probably would have heard about that. Either way. Also, there seems to be a significant discrepancy between what the Snow Removal Action Committee believes it will cost the city to remove snow on sidewalks is compared to what the DPW estimates it would be wise and prudent to bring an independent third party to study the issue and release its findings before any action is taken.
Ooh, don't remove the snow before you do your research.
Next, it would be in the best interest of all if the Snow Removal Action Committee acknowledges that the estimate presented is actually a bare minimum starting point. That once all the variables are included, the number could and will be significantly higher.
Ooh.
I like the Snow Removal Action Committee.
Or SRAR. SROC.
SROC.
What are they going to beat you up if you don't shovel your snow?
I don't know. I dare not test. Also, the only reason we have drug addictions in the Tri-County area is because there's a lack of rehabilitation programs and staffing. Having positive feedback and input from those who truly want to change is great therapy. There are many addictions that lurk about with lack of help that isn't available in the immediate area.
Well, that was pretty
well reasoned, I guess.
Sure.
Hey, if you have electric heat, using energy-saving light bulbs like CFLs and LEDs won't save you any money during the heating season. The energy savings is all heat, so your baseboards just run a little more. Net difference zero. Look it up!
Wow.
Somebody doesn't like CFLs and LEDs.
Apparently.
Better get used to them, pal, because the others are going away.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, use those old light bulbs that got hot. That was a little extra heat for you. All right. Even though the Plattsburgh area has the highest prices for gasoline and diesel in the USA, I doubt that. It is still cheaper than any other nation on Earth. Everything is relative. No, it's not. No, it's not. Gas and diesel is cheaper in Venezuela.
Look it up.
Look it up.
Exactly.
The city has spent almost $1 million and counting of taxpayer money for a marina that will take years, if ever, to turn a profit and only benefit a few, but continues to avoid the issue of clearing public sidewalks, which would benefit everyone at a reasonable cost.
So wait, we have the arena and they have the marina?
Mm-hmm.
Same public subsidized nightmare?
But we don't have snow on the sidewalks.
Ah.
We have hobos on the sidewalk. Also, jeers to the city, state, or contractor who are already digging up the new multi-$1 million South Catherine Street project. So far, three patches. By the way, they dug up South Catherine Street like 10 years ago. I know, I had to drive down the fucker every day. What's up?
You should just send a speak out that's just that.
What's up?
Like five times.
If I could send them audio, I would. And finally, this is one Kareem will enjoy. And I'm reading this, by the way. I'm not actually saying this. I'm reading it. As a white man, I want to be able to walk through places like Detroit and East St. Louis without fearing for my life just because I'm white. Darker skinned people may get a second look here, but they don't get shot for being darker skinned.
What?
Somebody actually wrote that into the paper. Somebody wrote that into the paper. You do not want to go to East St. Louis, sir or ma'am.
No.
You do not want to go to Detroit.
Black people don't even want to walk through East St. Louis.
Look, how long has East St. Louis been bad? When did the first vacation movie come out? 1980?
Yeah.
That was part of the joke then that they got off the freeway in East St. Louis and their hubcaps got stolen.
Yes.
That's how long East St. Louis has been bad.
It's so funny. One of my friends posted an article about three black guys who shot up a school bus. Mm-hmm. That was his way of telling me that it's a racist, non-racist thing. It's his way of telling me that black people are bad.
Yeah. Here's a tip for everyone. There are bad people of every color.
So, and he does it because I post stuff about the police brutality and stuff.
Right.
And for some reason, some white people can't distinguish the two between police and regular people.
Right.
They're like, I understand these people do this, but they're not trained to protect and serve. They're thugs. That's who they are. That's what they do. These people are supposed to be different.
Yeah. But, yeah. Someone wrote that in to speak out. Wow. And they printed it.
I bet it was hilarious. Bob.
It probably was. Here's what I'm thinking. It's somebody who watches a lot of Fox News
Who doesn't know any black people.
Who knows no black people. Which isn't really hard to do if you grew up in that area. It's not hard to not know any black people.
I said that they say like 15% of white people actually know black people. Mostly everybody else doesn't. And having driven like all over this country, I believe that. Because South Carolina was the only, there were only two states that I went to that when you got to the booth that when you first come in the state, that there were actually black people in that place. Everywhere else, there weren't black people to, you know, like when you first get into the state. And usually they're like in a certain part of the state or a city or whatever. And then everywhere else, there isn't. Like if you go to Nebraska, there are black people in Omaha. And there's some in Lincoln because that's where the university is. Mm-hmm. And then that's it.
Well, if you fly into anywhere, there's black people because they're working for the TSA.
Yeah. And that's that's where they are. Like, you're in Minnesota. They're in Minneapolis working at TSA. Them right. And the Ethiopians. And then once you get outside of Minneapolis, there are no more black people in Minnesota.
Wow.
And it's like that everywhere, like all over the country. Like, I think California... well, actually, I guess it depends on where you, it's like L.A. Well, I guess California might be one of the few states that there's like spread throughout the state. Like,
to a certain point,
yeah. But like a lot of places there, it just isn't. Like you go to Arizona, New Mexico.
Oh
no.
Well, to be fair, black people are 10% of the population. That's. If you spread out over the entire population, there wouldn't be enough of you in any one spot.
Exactly.
To even be threatening. That's the solution. We've found the solution for racism. Yeah. Black people spread out so that you're not, you
just
don't seem.
One per 3 square miles or something that.
If there's only a few black people in your town, they're not going to seem threatening because there's only a couple of them. What are they going to do?
Yeah. Like we went to Iowa. We went to Grinnell, Iowa for my friend's wedding and we went to Walmart. And I didn't notice it, but my girlfriend noticed it. She was like, there was a white lady that looked at me like, where did he come from? I've never seen that one before.
He's too old to play at the college.
Yeah, I was like, where did he come from? I've never seen that Negro before. And then there was another black guy who came to the wedding who all of a sudden he wanted to be a thug. Like I was hearing stories about him telling the guys that... Like, he knew how to launder money and just crazy stuff that they had never heard him say before. It's like, well, okay, was he having, a competition with me? I'm not even involved in this competition. But Iowa is Des Moines, and that's it. That's maybe Iowa City. Wherever there's a college, there might be some black people in Iowa, but that's it.
Well, we've solved the racism problem now. So you're welcome. Christmas, not that far away. A couple weeks from today. So, hey, why not play a Christmas song for you as we go out here on the Nate Darling Show? Back next week with fresh new episodes. Who'll be here? Fuck if I know. I have no idea. I'll be here. Kareem will probably be here. And then it's a roll of the dice as to which one of the others will show up.
Exactly.
That's just how it rolls out. But thank you, Becca, for... coming in and sitting out on the show.
Absolutely. It was so fun to be here.
It was great to have you back and welcome to my new home.
It's so fantastic. I'm sure you guys talked about all this when you moved, but the studio is lovely.
Yeah, it's no longer part of my living room.
So, I miss the cats, though.
Yeah, well, they're just in the other room. We can go play with them in a moment. So we'll do all that. Everybody, if you're traveling around, be safe and remember... to listen to the Nate Darling Show. Tell your friends about it if you enjoy it as well. Leave you with Bruce Springsteen. Now you know who's coming to town.
just gotta go home now. Wait till next Christmas. I can see him flying. He's flying over Michigan. He's flying over down south. He's coming up through Philly. He's flying over New York. He's flying down the Jersey Turnpike.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.